I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. It's been a great strawberry season in our garden, but our June-bearing plants are winding down for the season. If you're growing ever-bearing or day-neutral varieties such as Ozark Beauty and EV2, you should continue having berries right until the end of summer. Hopefully you enjoyed a bountiful harvest this year, but there's still some work to do in the strawberry patch. June-bearing strawberries put out runners, or baby plants, and a row of strawberries can quickly become overgrown each year. Overgrown strawberry beds will be less productive. July is the time to renovate the beds. This month, mow down the foliage of your strawberries by raising the mower blade settings to high. This will protect the crown of the plant. Then hoe, dig, or till the edges of the bed, reducing the width of the rows to 1 foot wide. Weed well, add an organic 555 or equivalent fertilizer, and thin the plants inside the bed to 4 to 6 inches apart. Keep well watered this summer. This will ensure you'll have a good crop of berries next June. Everbearing and day-neutral plants don't need renovating. These varieties don't produce many runners, so the beds don't get overcrowded. Space any runners that do form to 6 inches apart to use as replacement plants for the mother plants in a few years. We also plant strawberries as a ground cover under shrubs and tall perennials. We just let them go and don't worry about the production. We get a few berries, but it's mostly for keeping the weeds out and making the beds look more attractive. Next week on the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about milkweeds. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.